Hi, and welcome to episode 27 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news, any scandals, any updates. So girl, what you got? Spill the tea.
I'll spill the tea, sis. But before I do, make sure you check out the static that should be on my Instagram at kpopbox_, where I will cover some other stories. All right, so first story I've titled Who Dat. Stays, aka Stray Kids fans, aren't happy with JYP Entertainment, as it seems that they have gone a bit overboard with the Photoshop that the Stray Kids members don't even look like Stray Kid members. I'm not really sure what photos they're referring to at this point in time. I don't know if they're talking about in general or a new batch of photos have come out. I don't know. If you guys know, let me know on social media. But anyway, many were pointing out mainly Bang Chan at this point. So fans have noticed in his live stream that he apologizes a lot for his appearance, stating that he doesn't look good or he doesn't look his best and he hides his face a lot. So international fans have pointed out how, I think they're just talking about photos in general, that most of the official releases make the members look like not like themselves. Especially with Bang Chan, as they make his nose smaller, just so that, you know, they adapt the photos so they fit the typical Korean beauty standards. So Stays believe that these edits are causing harm to the idols, as they're seeing these pictures and then they're wondering why they don't look like this, basically affecting their self-esteem and hiding their faces and all that. So yeah, that's
don't do that. That's not great.
Yeah,
I don't remember who it was. It may have been Stray Kids as well, but I feel like something like this happened not long ago where they like made the members so unrecognizable. It may have been Stray Kids, I don't know, so don't quote me. But yeah, don't do that.
Moving on, I've called this bully news. So I was gonna talk about a particular idol in question, but then leading up to us recording this, there's been like more things that have come out about different things. This will make sense in a second. So in the last 24 hours or so, there have been a lot of bullying accusations against idols and actors during their school days. This includes G-Idol's Sujin, which I briefly mentioned on the static, so you can go look at that. There have been updates since I've recorded that, and I might revisit that on my YouTube, but don't hold your breath. Just check on socials. If I post, I post. If I don't, I don't. I'm sorry in it. But anyway, other people that have been mentioned is Mingyu from Seventeen, Hyunjin from Stray Kids, Sunwoo from The Boys, actor Kim Dong-hee, who's known for his roles in Sky Castle, Itaewon Class, and Extracurricular, actress Kim So-hee, known for being in the girl group IOI, but then she stopped singing after she was in the group, so she started acting, and she's known for roles in The Best Chicken and How to Buy a Friend. And also Soyeon from G-Idol was brought up as well, but I'm a bit confused because if I remember correctly, she was homeschooled, so unless she was bullying the stuffed animals, I'm confused. But I haven't looked into everything because, as you see, it's a list. I was only going to talk about one or two, but the list kept growing and updates are happening as I speak, like statements from agencies saying it's not true, and other things saying other people send subliminals and people send hate to idols. So I don't know what's going on. It's just a whole mess. I don't know what is true, what is fake, who are bullies, who are not, who's victims, who are not. I don't know, but it's a lot.
Sounds it. God.
But yeah, I may cover a few things on my YouTube. But again, just check my Instagram at kpopbox_. I'll probably post on my story if I do. But we'll see. We'll see. Don't hold your breath. And last but not least, on a lighter note, is NCT's Taeyong breaking records. Well, not quite. NCT's Taeyong created an IG account. He revealed on his live stream that he was going to make one. As soon as he announced it, his followers reached to 1 million in less than 2 hours after he broadcast that he had an account. So if you want to follow him, it's, you know how Koreans have weird ads. I finally understand why. It's because they
The English letters for their name.
Yeah. Using the Korean keyboard. But anyway, it's at EH underscore OVO underscore NCT. I'll say it one more time. So that's
a file name.
So that's EH underscore OVO underscore NCT. To be honest, if you just type his name, it probably will come up. That would probably be easier. But anyway, fans were excited that he broke the actor Rupert Grint's record. So Rupert Grint was in Harry Potter. He gained over 1 million followers in 4 hours when he revealed his account back in 2020. Grint's record was registered under the Guinness World Records. However, the official Guinness World Record recently stepped up to clarify that Taeyong's achievement failed to register in their books. So according to guidelines, Taeyong had already made a post before he announced his account. Does that make sense? So because he posted beforehand, it doesn't count.
What?
Okay, let me just simplify. So just say you had an account, Instagram account, and before you announced it, just say you posted a picture, right? Mm-hmm. Then the next day you went on live and you was like, yeah, I have a new account. And then from that point, everyone started following you. So technically his account's been open or he's already posted on it before the two hours where he got the 1 million. Does that make sense? Okay. So if it was a fresh account and then he was like, I have an account, then it probably would have counted. But because he made a post, it doesn't count. I don't know. I don't make the rules, but that's basically the gist. So yeah, follow him if you want. And that's hot topics. If you want to send us anything or you want us to talk about anything in particular, then you can use the hashtag HowYouAtYou or DM us, all that good stuff. Shay, did you want to say something before we moved on or about someone requesting something?
Yes. So we can either do it now or after Unpopular Opinions. But one of y'all messaged me on TikTok and you were requesting that we do the, I don't know, can someone give this challenge a name? It's basically where people are taking groups, like idol groups, and saying if they were British, what like companies they would work at or like what shops they would work in. So this person specifically requested NCT127.
Okay, let me get all their names up because I don't want to miss nobody and be like, oh my god, you forgot Timothy. I know there's not a Timothy. I'm being being extra.
Okay, so we have the members. So first we can see Mr. Taeyong, leader. Where would he work? I don't know.
I can see him working in Top Man. He has the swag for it, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Either there or somewhere like random, like Kex.
What's Kex?
Sex, but I say it as Kex. Like, you know, like the tech shop where you can go like sell phones and buy video games.
Isn't that CEX?
Yeah, but people call it Sex, but I call it Kex. I don't know. I don't work here. Jungwoo.
I feel like you work in...
I don't know.
Better see dog's home.
Why so specific? Okay, go off, I guess.
I'm trying to be specific, innit?
I can't. Okay, Utah's cool. He has to work somewhere cool.
Like Urban Outfitters or like Uniqlo or...
Or like Zara.
I see it.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay. I can see him coming down like, he's the manager. Like, why? Who's calling me now? Why? Can't you guys do your job?
Yeah, I feel it. Okay. Win-win.
Win-win is like a Alton Towers.
I didn't say an orphanage, but...
An orphanage!
Okay, glad we're on the same page. Okay. Next, Mr. Mark Lee.
Mark.
Mark?
Like if HMV was still around.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like Cineworld or Odeon.
Odeon.
Odeon, that. He's like a cinema. He could be a cinema dude.
I can see it. I can see it. I can see him like rapping by the popcorn. And his manager's like, Mark, stop.
Jaehyun.
Jaehyun.
I feel like he would work on like CBeebies. I don't know why.
No! What?
Like, you know those hosts, like the people hosts that they have, and like they have to do stuff before the segments.
No, but we need to give him like a retail vibe kind of job, like same category.
I don't know then. You can work in Primark. Is that rude?
Primark? Listen, everyone will be going to Primark and not buying anything. I could see him working like in a high end store, like a Gucci. Or okay. A Chanel, like one of those like designer stores where you can't just walk in, you have to book an appointment. Do you know what I mean? For like one of those.
Is he not too nice for that? He seems like pretty friendly, no?
A job, girl. It's just a job.
Let me not get too deep. Hee-chan.
Oh, Hee-chan.
I think also probably a designer store.
Really? I don't know why I just pictured him. We don't have any fast food outlets like this, but I pictured him like those stereotypical fast food joints that you see on Disney Channel where they have to wear a funny hat and a red shirt and it's checkered and he's serving hot dogs. I don't know why.
Okay. Like I thought like high-end store like Gucci or something, because he would be like, ma'am, you can't afford that. You can't.
He's gonna lose his job.
Okay, next, Johnny.
Johnny,
he gives me like KFC vibes.
I was thinking KFC Greggs. More the Greggs than KFC. Yeah. I don't know why. I just see him holding a sausage roll. I don't know.
Like, Johnny, what's the soup of the day?
There's no like logic to this, by the way.
No, nothing's adding up. Okay, next, Tail. Are there any jobs like retail jobs that would allow him to sing? Like, I feel like he should just still sing.
Not really.
I don't know. Maybe H&M. I don't know why.
Yeah, let's go with H&M. Let's go. He could sing, like, by the sing by the Tills.
Like, your card was declined.
I just meant to the songs that's playing in the store, not singing at the customers. This is not a musical. God. What's going on?
Come on. Okay, and last but not least, Doyoung.
Oh, I feel like he's bougie.
He really is.
I feel like he's bougie, but somehow he ended up in Primark and he hates it. Maybe, like, he's the employee that's like, I'm leaving, I don't care, like, but he's still there. He's still there.
I see it. Like, he worked at Chanel and he got fired for like cussing out a customer, and now he's at Primark.
Yeah, but he hates it, and he's adamant every week to his co-workers. No. If the manager talks that to me again, I'm walking. I'm not going to be here next week. I'm not going to be here. But he is.
I can't. And he turns up to work in like sunglasses, even though there's no sun. I see it.
So there you go. That has no logic. We're not going by like personalities. It's literally what comes to my head.
I can't.
All right, so let's move on to Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, and updates if you have any. Make sure you send it to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials at howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away, baby.
Okay, thank you, baby. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I swear bullying scenes in K-dramas give me attempted murder vibes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
So aggressive. I feel like there must be some truth in that, you know, which is quite worrying because I feel like it's not plucked from thin air. Like, of course, exaggerated for dramatic effect, but yeah.
It's scary. I think it's in Boys Over Flowers, and it's not a huge spoiler if you haven't watched it, but there's this one scene where there are like there are never any teachers. I feel like there are never any teachers in like high school dramas, and these people are like beating this girl up. They set her bike on fire, and it was just nah, that is scary. Very much so.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everything, I guess it's a drama in it. It's just so dramatic. Shay, you didn't call me. And I've pinned you against the wall. Why? 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 Why?
How did we get here? So I guess we agree with that one.
We agree.
Yes. Okay, moving on. This next person said, idols deserve to not have cameras up in their faces all the time.
In what context? Because if they're on stage and doing their job, that's kind of the job. That's kind of the job, ma'am. Sir,
it was in the contract, but yeah, I guess I mean if they're like outside of that,
yeah, then no,
yeah, where like their privacy's invaded and all that, that's not
yeah great. But I mean, this is very vague, so yeah, we're gonna assume you think you're talking about after hours,
mm-hmm.
whatever that means for idols, because I feel like they're just on the clock 24/7 to be honest.
This next person said, idols can get married and have kids, be mad.
Correct. Next. Yeah. Do you know what gets on my nerves? Mm-hmm. This is like, I don't know if it is an unpopular opinion, but the way certain fans age idols, like they're super old, it's like they're 25. I'm kind of confused.
God. Yeah.
They're like, oh my God. Like, or the way they speak about Rain. Rain is not old, guys. Just thrown out there. Like, I think Rain was like in a TikTok with Chunga, like for her bicycle thing. It's like, can you believe this man has two kids? Yeah, I can. Yeah. Can you believe he's moving like that? I'm like, he's not 75.
He's not elderly.
I'm so confused. And I feel like they age idols more, like, especially once they've gone through like their military and they've come back. Mm-hmm. It's like somehow 10 years have been added onto their age. It's like, oh my God, like, I'm like, guys, they're barely 30. Like, I'm so confused. It confuses me.
Yeah, I feel you with that. I feel like it happens with Rain a lot. Whereas in the West, like, people know that J-Lo is obviously, like, not mature. I don't even know if mature is the right word.
I think she's, like, 51.
Yeah, she's, like, at least over 50. But people, like, isn't, like, every day all like, oh, my gosh, J-Lo's 50. Did you see how she moved? It's just like, oh, yeah, it's J-Lo. So, I don't know why.
And I feel like there is sometimes people do go, wow, she's 50 or whatever, right?
Mm.
But I feel like it's all over here. It's mainly like a woman thing, because no one goes, oh my gosh, Brad Pitt is, I don't know how old Brad Pitt is, but I'm assuming he's over 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one goes, oh wow, he can still act. why can't he? I'm so confused. But it's always like the woman, oh my God, like. But like, I feel like women get worse because they get younger as well. It's like an actor or a singer would just turn 40. And it's like, oh my God, can you believe she's 40? Yeah, she looks 40. Mm-hmm. Like 40 is not like you're now having a walker and you have a cardigan. And it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit weird. Yeah. But I feel like it's that, and it's because for like K-pop groups get younger and younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
So like the target age of a average K-pop group is like 17 to 20 something. So then if you're like 33, you're like, oh wow, super old.
Wow, he's still here. He's still kicking.
He's breathing.
I can't. Oh my gosh, don't get me started on like the new average age of K-pop groups, because ciao. Like when I think maybe two or three of the members of TXT are older than me.
Yeah.
But they're all bigger than me. It don't add up. Someone ran the numbers wrong. But anyway, our last unpopular opinion is, a fan using an old joke is not that serious and hurts no one. Older armies need to calm down. Does anyone saying something about jams really upset you that much?
What?
So I think the person's saying like some newer fans don't like when people bring up old fandom jokes, like the whole you got no jams, like Jimin, you got no jams and all that.
Oh, I thought they were saying they don't like when older fans bring up old jokes. No,
using old jokes, no, because they said a fan using an old joke is not that serious and hurts no one. So I think they're trying to defend it.
Oh, because his older fans need to calm down. That's why I thought it was. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand this opinion.
I have no idea. Ciao.
Anyway, so
what where are we taking this from then? Girl,
wow, it's the first time we've been confused on our opinion. Okay, let's try again. Try again. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone beautiful in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a fan using an old joke is not that serious and hurts no one. Older armies need to calm down. Does someone saying something about jams really do anything?
So it's older fans being upset when newer fans use old jokes.
But why?
Girl.
Who cares? Who cares? If you like the music, stream the music. If you like the group and you want to watch them kiki with them, the end. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, do jokes have timestamps?
Because no, they don't. I mean, I guess if a joke's overplayed, it can be annoying, but I don't think I would go out my way to be like, oh my gosh, stop saying Jimin has no jams because I'm fed up with her. Just scroll past it. I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
For sharing that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
My vote. Okay. So now we're coming towards the end of the episode. So it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what we've got on our radar. So this can be anything from what we're listening to, watching, or anything we're looking forward to or want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what is on your radar?
I need to watch SHINee's new video and listen to their album, because the way my timeline was going crazy, like even friends that don't listen to K-pop anymore,
mm-hmm.
they were tweeting about it, and I'm like, my timeline is covered with SHINee. So I felt left out because I haven't been able to watch it / listen yet. Mm-hmm. So that's on my to-do list, folks.
Well, I probably need to do that too, because I saw clips of them on Knowing Bros.
Yes.
And that was hilarious. So I need to listen to the song. I need to watch the whole Knowing Bros episode. I need to do it all. Another thing on my radar is Fatu, because she is hilarious. Like, I feel like it's a recurring thing where they might be live or something and fans keep asking her to do Agyo, and she's just like,
no. I rate her.
No. And it's a vibe.
Listen, just let Agyo go. Some of you have Agyo in bondage, man. Like, just... It's okay.
Like, what do you get from it? Like, what is the outcome? Like, what do you...
Yeah. I don't understand. But yeah, anyways, guys, that's it. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or anything else in between, even stories, to howyout@gmail.com, or drop us a DM on socials, or leave a comment somewhere, because y'all do what you want anyway.
So, yeah, you guys just don't listen to me. Listen to us. I don't know, I feel like someone will send us a dilemma through post, and it's like, what? Like, that wasn't even an option. But anyway, I've been Shanice. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on... you can follow me on Instagram. I don't know what I'm talking about. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at theKway_100, or on YouTube at the K-Way.
Yes. And until next time, we will...
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.